One, two, three, four. Am I just another fool who thinks he can do this forever? These cheap motels are starting to feel like home. I got just enough to fill up half a dresser, and the other half reminds me I'm alone. I pull my hat down low as I step out into the morning. These checkout times do a number on my eyes, and sometimes life, it hits you without warning. The damn no sun is bringing a truth to life. I'm just chasing old highs, hitting new lows. Big bright lights, old rodeos. That thrill, that rush ain't brought me much but scars and broken bones. Chasing old highs, hitting new lows. I ain't drawn the high lonesome lately, and every day's a day past my prime. Do I love this to a point I'd let it kill me? And if I do, then maybe she was right. I'm just chasing old highs, hitting new lows. Big bright lights, old rodeos. That thrill, that rush ain't brought me much but scars and broken bones. Chasing old highs, hitting new lows. Would work before, don't work no more, but damn, I can't let go. Chasing old highs, hitting new lows. Chasing old highs, and hitting new lows.
Roz Cooper performing for a virtual Rootstown session on WVTF, the title track from his new album, Chasing Old Highs. Roz Cooper joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. Roz, is that song about your days on the rodeo circuit?
Yes and no. So I wrote it more as kind of a story about an aging guy who's at a point in his life where he can't do anything else, but he knows he has to quit. It kind of reminds me of like kind of old Western paperbacks. And there's so many similarities between, you know, rodeo lifestyle and musician lifestyle. Same amount of travel, same late nights, and never really any guaranteed good money. Always kind of keeping somebody waiting at home. And both those lives, you know, I've lived for the bulk of my life now. You know, I got a really early start rodeoing and a really early start playing music. I love stories that are always a little bit sadder. You know, it's like, what's keeping this guy out on the road, you know? So I had the hook of that song. I just had like hitting new lows. You know, that's, I knew that I wanted to write that. I knew I wanted to shape that. And I was kind of running into some roadblocks, and I got together with a really good buddy of mine here in Nashville, a guy named David Michael, who's another great songwriter, a guy who's originally from Orange County, California, didn't grow up the same way I did, like grew up surfing and stuff. just really cool, interesting guy. And so I told him this idea. I was like, you know, I'm just hitting new lows, man. You know, it doesn't matter how much older we're getting, like, you can always hit a new low. He's like, what if it's, you know, that we're chasing old highs and we're hitting new lows. And I was like, this is the right guy for, you know, this is the right co-write. I knew that the idea would be strong. I wanted to write it by myself. I get kind of when I'm writing stuff for me, I get a little stingy where I'm looking through my journal, just my journal idea. I have a separate journal for ideas. I'm like, yeah, that one I want to write by myself, but I couldn't, you know, I was too close to it, I think. And honestly, because of David, that song got brought to life.
I saw that was a co-write and was thinking who the co-writer might be, considering how personal the subject matter of the song.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is what David is really great at. The reason why I love writing with him is he's so invested and interested in the right vocabulary. Like, he'd be the first guy to tell you. He'd be like, well, I don't know anything about rodeo. I don't know anything about that lifestyle. It's like, I want to make sure that we're using the right vocabulary. There's some really, really, really insider language in this song. It says, I ain't drawn a high lonesome lately. And then I guarantee the bulk of people that listen to the song won't get it. But so a little bit of insight on it. My dad and some of those kind of older guys, old rodeo cowboys, would call like old kind of just good, honest bucking horses that you could be some decent points on. We'd call them high lonesomes, just honest horses, you know, that were just kind of consistent, right? The draw in rodeo is like, you know, the stock draw. Like, so if I were to enter a rodeo, essentially they'd put all your names in a hat and next to a list of stock, and then, you know, they draw names, or the stock draw is just, it's a luck of the draw. It's where that term comes from. So I ain't drawn a high lonesome lately is really insider saying, like, I hadn't got on a good, honest horse in a long time. I was thinking that I was like, mate, that's probably a little bit too insider. And thank God I listened to David. It's one of my, I love that line in that song because of what it does, but it took David being like, no, like, we need to keep that line in the song because that's where the honesty comes from. Like, that's where the picture is painted. And if I'm going to listen to a song about working a coal mine, I don't want to hear a song about like working in a coal mine from a guy like me who's never worked in a coal mine. You know what I mean? Like, So whatever the subject matter is for me as a listener, I think that I want those details matter a lot to me. They may not to other people, but they certainly matter to me. But it was that line was almost tossed out before we could get it down on paper.
Would you say the upside of being a touring musician rather than a rodeo rider these days is fewer broken bones?
Yeah, I've joked about this a lot, saying either way, you're still a glutton for punishment. It's just, you know, emotional versus physical. You definitely put yourself through through some turmoil. But honestly, the hopeful side of that is whether everybody would, or whether anybody else would just kind of outright like say it. The as plainly as I can say it is that, you know, both kinds are both dreamers or outsiders or both. You know, it's people that have invested a lot of time in trying to develop a talent and can't have a normal job. And, you know, it's a lot of misfits sometimes, but it's always a lot of people that are pursuing a dream and pursuing it before it can get away. You know, age is a thing in rodeo, and it can be in music too. The driving force, I think, is similar for both sides as well.
Talking with Ross Cooper about his new album, Chasing Old Highs, and about rodeo riding. And Ross, I have to tell you, you are the second musician I've had on Roots Down who had a rodeo scholarship in college.
Oh, really? Who's your first?
Elena Kay.
Yeah, I know Elena Kay. She is a year younger than me. And we college rodeoed around the same time. We were both I was in the Southwest region of Texas in college rodeo. And then I moved down to the Southern region. And the year I moved down is the year that she came down to the Southwest region. Her dad and my dad are old traveling, or like, you know, old buddies, and we're rodeoing around the same time.
That is amazing. She told me that it was different for her packing for college. She found herself loading her horses in trailers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are from Lubbock, Texas. Tell me, have you ever seen the ghost of Buddy Holly roaming the alleyways and streets down there?
No, I felt it though, I'm pretty sure. You know, it's, I love Lubbock so much. I've been in Nashville now for 8.5 years, and Lubbock will always feel like home. Always. It's like this big piece of me that won't go away. I think it's easier to romanticize it too, from like being in Nashville, you know, because I'm not like living through 70 mile an hour winds. And then when I call my dad, he's like, well, the wind chill is like minus 11 or whatever, you know? And so I'm not the one that's having to live through it right now, but there's such a rich heritage in Lubbock and around the area. And that heritage, you know, kind of being derived from, you know, music, farming, ranching. It's cultivated a really tough type of person. Lubbock, man, all the respect in the world. It's always home.
Another song on the new album that we're going to hear you perform here. The album Chasing Old Highs. We're talking with Ross Cooper. And the song Hello Sunshine. You say it's a radio song without being a radio song.
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to be as happy as it sounds. No, I had the hook. I'd written this song. There's two versions of this song. I wrote it years ago with a writer here in town, Mike Walker. It was just like a songwriter's lament song, and it was really sad, and it was kind of a songwriter's song. I would probably love listening to it, but I don't know if anybody else would have. But we wrote the hook, Hello Sunshine, It's Been a Long Time, Come On In. And it sounded like a country song. You know, it just sounded like a classic. It sounded like Roger Miller to me. We started Googling to make sure that we weren't stepping on anybody's toes, you know, and trying to like look up that hook. Of course, a bunch of people have songs called Hello Sunshine or, you know, whatever. We weren't worried about that. We were worried about that hook. Seemed like it was like Hello Sunshine, It's Been a Long Time, Come On In. Felt like something that had been, it just felt classic. That's a good sign a lot of the times. You know, if you can't find a song that's, if that hadn't been written yet and you think it has that kind of classic sound, then in the writer's room, that's like you might be on to something maybe. And we wrote it kind of as a finger picker and more of that classic country vibe, and then got it in the studio, and it just kind of turned into more of a rocker, alt rocker or whatever it is, you know, a country rocker. But that's, you know, the magic of the studio too, of it going from being kind of a songwriter's finger picking type of classic song to, you know, being kind of the upbeat radio ditty on the album.
All right then. Well, let's hear that one from the new album, Chasing Old Highs, Hello Sunshine, Ross Cooper, performing for a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. 1, 2, 3.
Another morning come round, another day above ground. I loaded up the coffee pot, drank it while it still was hot, and found a brand new sound. I peeled back the shade and said some things that I needed to say. Well, goodbye, darkness, I save you for a rainy day. So long, sadness, I never liked you anyway. Well, hell, I had enough of you. I think I'll spend the afternoon catching up with my old friend. Hello, sunshine, it's been a long time, come on in. I watch the clouds drift away, feel no warmth on my face. I took some time to clean the mess, comb my hair, and I got dressed. Finally found some plans to make. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, goodbye, darkness, I save you for a rainy day. And so long, sadness, I never liked you anyway. Well, hell, I had enough of you. I think I'll spend the afternoon catching up with my old friend. Hello, sunshine, it's been a long time, come on in.
yourself at home. It's sure good to see you again. Goodbye, darkness. I save you for a rainy day. So long, sadness. I never liked you anyway. Hell, I had enough of you. I think I spent the afternoon catching up with my old friend. Hello, sunshine. It's been a long time. Come on in. Hello, sunshine. It's been a long time. Come on in.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
This town, it's a changing, but I feel the same. Cause everything's different but me. The old stomping grounds are all stomped out for all the slow rolling tumbleweeds. I guess I look a little broken from my hat to my toes. My belt buckle's fading out. But it was sure shiny back in 89 when I was the best damn hand around. So sliding over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spit-firing son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild horses. Well, big lights used to shine past the fairground sign. There's a lot of cars past the gate. And people climbing on the fence to catch a glimpse of a bronc buster fighting. Well, I'm a patchwork of scars posted at the bar, cause the pain ain't up and left. Well, these beers taste old and the rodeo cold, but they ain't killed me yet. So slide on over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spit-firing son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild horses. Every morning at the diner, I watch the freight and liners burn up the highway through town. And as we reach the edge, I look up from my ecstasy, the lights of the rodeo grounds. So sliding over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spit-firing son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show. Listen to me, lady, I'm gonna lay it on you, baby. I'm a spit-firing son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild horses. Yeah, I rode.